You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has stepped up efforts to prevent an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. For the past few months, there's been an outbreak in Indonesia. Data showing more than 317,000 animals have been infected in 21 provinces, largely on the most populated islands of Java and Bali, with more than 3,400 animals culled. The outbreak has had a huge impact on sales in their livestock industry. That's what Australia is trying to avoid. Agriculture Minister Senator Murray Watt.
And that's because if foot and mouth disease does get into our country, it would be devastating for our livestock industry. You've probably seen the estimates in the order of $80 billion that it would wipe off the national economy. So it is in all of our interests to take this disease seriously and do everything that all of us can do to keep it out.
A range of biosecurity measures have already been put into place to stop an outbreak, such as profiling travellers entering from Indonesia and shoe cleaning. A biosecurity package worth $14 million was announced last week for more frontline defences in airports and mail centres. Some of that money spent on special mats at international terminals in Darwin and Cairns for passengers to walk over and sanitise their shoes. But Murray Watt says travellers are actually not so much the bigger concern. It's imports.
There is a risk that it can be brought back in by a traveller on their shoes, but the advice I've received is that the biggest risk is actually the importation of animal products.
Those concerns were realised this week when the minister announced viral fragments of the disease had been detected in pork products imported from China. The minister says it was the first time viral fragments have been detected in a retail setting, but he also says their discovery proves the government's biosecurity checks are getting results.
I want to assure people that our systems have worked. We have monitored this. We have undertaken surveillance operations, and these products have been found, tested, and now seized.
Murray Watts says checks are now being made as to how the products got into Australia.
And we're taking further action to investigate how these products came into the country in the first place. And it's quite likely that prosecutions will occur, certainly if any offences have been committed.
The minister says he's confident the biosecurity measures currently in place will be enough to prevent an outbreak in Australia. He's set to meet with his state and territory counterparts for the first joint meeting in 8 months to talk about the plan going forward. But despite the government's tough talk, the federal opposition remains concerned. Nationals leader and agriculture spokesman David Littleproud says they asked for the biosecurity mats to be introduced weeks ago.
In just 8 weeks, this new government has created a biosecurity scandal in terms of not being able to live up to the standards of protecting our borders. And that's been through indecision. Indecision by a minister that's not prepared to make the tough calls when it's required.
A few MPs have called for Australia's border to Indonesia to be temporarily closed to prevent any cases from Indonesia seeding here. Opposition Home Affairs spokeswoman Karen Andrews has told Sky News that's a drastic step, but one that's warranted.
This is not a softly, softly, gently, gently approach. If it has to be a temporary measure, that would be great. But let's not run the risk of foot and mouth disease coming into Australia.
Former National Party leader Barnaby Joyce has joined Ms Andrews' calls, as has crossbench Senator Jackie Lambie. But David Littleproud says border closures are not the Coalition's current position, and the proposal has been criticised as drastic by farming groups. The federal government itself has ruled out taking that step. Murray Watt says the Coalition is playing politics and that banning flights or closing borders were options the opposition never put into place while they were in government. Australia's Chief Veterinary Officer Mark Shipp has also tried to allay the industry's concern, telling Channel 9 there's no need to panic.
We know that many countries in our region have foot and mouth disease, and we've been dealing with that risk for decades now on a daily basis at Australian airports and through the mail system and through our cargo system. We've got biosecurity officers that are managing this risk on a daily basis.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.